Right, I'm here at Sturchley Community Market with Fiona
Cullinan.
Thank you, Fiona. Now, you were telling me a minute ago that you learnt to swim at Sturchley Baths.
Yeah, it would have been mid-70s, and there was quite a sort of gang of street kids around, and it was kind of a badge of honour if you could swim without your armbands or the water wings, okay. I think they're called now. So I remember in particular long, hot summer of 1976, where used to go swimming there every day. There'd be queues to get in, and it was just so lovely to have this local body of water.
Absolutely,
yeah. We considering there was a drought that whole summer.
And how old were you in 76 then?
I was 8 years old,
okay.
But I think I might have learned to swim there because I do remember the pressure being on to, you know, amongst the other kids to get those armbands off and to learn how to stay afloat.
Yeah. Did you learn with your classmates? Was it a school activity?
No, this was, later on we did have school lessons there. That was from a local St Edward's Junior School. We did, we had swimming lessons, but I learned my chops on my own before those lessons kicked in.
And that was the pressure, was it?
That was the pressure.
Oh, okay.
A lot of the kids that I used to hang around with are a bit older than me, a year or two older, so I sort of had to up my game. And it was, that was all played out at Sturchley Baths.
Fantastic.
And I do remember queuing around that lovely curved building, and the anticipation and excitement was only really matched by going to Silver Blades Ice Rink in town, which was the Saturday morning activity. Somewhere, I'll have to dig them out, I've got my swim passes from that era.
Oh,
it was like free to swim.
We would love to see those.
Yeah,
it was totally free, was it, for children?
It was totally free, and the cards, it was just a small little A5 card with, you know, sort of Birmingham City Council details on it, I think, and filled your name in, and each year it would change so that you had the current colour to get in. I think I might have a yellow one and a green one and a pink one.
Oh, that would be brilliant. Yes, so, I'll get your details and we'll get those.
Yeah
absolutely. Yeah. Do you live in Sturchley now? Have you sort of seen the building, obviously not been used?
And yeah.
As what's happened to it the last few years.
Well, I moved away for about 20 years down to London and back in my old house, actually. So
wow.
I have taken an interest in Sturchley Baths, and when they did the tour guide around the inside,
yes.
It was about a year or so ago. There was queues to get in again. It was just like the same old thing.
So popular. It's just, I mean, we've spoken to probably over 100 people here today. Mm. And just so many memories and such an emotional attachment to that building, which is quite remarkable, really.
It's an unusual building. And, I mean, Sturchley's an amazing high street in many ways anyway. It's got lots of old buildings, lots of history. But there's always something unusual about a curved building, isn't there?
You're right.
And I'm so glad that frontage is staying. Probably... Yeah. All of the 100 people you've interviewed would also say, why can't we have the baths back? We'd all love to go back and swim.
Yeah, that's it. I think we are where we are now, aren't we, really?
And
I think it's...
You don't want it to... I mean, obviously, anything's better than nothing, but, you know, it'd be great to see that building resurrected and a place to go again.
Absolutely. Yeah. Have you had a look at the plans?
I have. I've been to a few of the councillors' meetings where they've laid out the plans, and the first set of plans, it seemed that they were rushed through. It was before the local elections, and there was, you know, so many issues with those plans, and it didn't feel like we were really heard on them. So in a way, I was quite pleased to see a sort of change of input there. There was a mix of councillors in Sturchley now. And in a way, I think we've needed the time. We may have lost, you know, some access to grants, but I think we've needed the time because, you know, if we can possibly get the Friends Meeting House there in time as well, the whole centre could be a really amazing place, even more so than the new plans, which I think they look much better on an initial viewing. Not so many offices, a bigger cafe space.
Yeah.
and multi-use spaces rather than very fixed, which I think they were before, which I think would be a barrier to community use. But it looks, you know, it's really interesting to see that there's an ongoing project to to get people's input, because I feel that was missing a bit before.
Okay, thanks so much for your time and for sharing your memories.
No, it's nice.
Thank you.
Walk down that street.